May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 214. Dear Lord, remember me, a sinner weak and vile, full of impiety and fraught with sin and guile. I cannot hope but in thy blood. Remember me, O Lord, for good. 214.
Thank you. From the Holy Word of God. Let us turn this evening to read in the second book of Chronicles, reading part of chapter 20. The second book of Chronicles, chapter 20. And we'll read to the end of verse 26. The second of Chronicles, chapter 20. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is En-Gedi." And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend for ever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come and to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but gods. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levites, of the children of the Kohathites, and of the children of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the 4th day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Baraka, that is, the Valley of Blessing, unto this day. So may the Lord bless the reading of his holy and sacred word to each one of us. May he help us now to pray. O thou most holy, almighty, and sovereign Lord God, we need thee, Lord, to be in our hearts, in our presence here this night. For without thee we can do nothing that is acceptable in thy sight. Left, Lord, to ourselves, we at sin to our sin and can do nothing else but transgress thy word. Lord, we need thee to come and grant us thy mercy. That mercy, Lord, that is through the shed blood of thine only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that we may be drawn by thy Spirit to fall before thee, to humbly trust in that cross, that alone to be all our glory, all things else but dung and dross. O Lord, do give us a good, sweet sight by faith this night of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world. Lord, the sin that is in our hearts, thou must take it away. Blot it out as a thick cloud. Remember our sins no more. And bestow thy blessing. The blessing of thy free and sovereign grace that gives us thy peace, our pardon sealed, our peace with God. Oh, may it be so, Lord, with each one of us, youngest to the eldest. Lord, may it be that thou shalt make no tarrying, but come, Lord, and fill our hearts with thy heavenly love. Then, Lord, we shall be enabled to worship thee aright in spirit and in truth, that which is acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, do come and touch us, our hearts, this night. Draw us away from earthly things. Draw us away from the busy scenes of life, the duties, the responsibilities, the matters we have to handle daily. And Lord, make this time in the courts of thy house a time of the profit to our soul. A time of thy blessing, a time of the hearing of thy voice, a time of the answering of many prayers through the application of thy holy word. Lord, not my words alone to be heard in our heads this night, but thy voice, Lord, applying thy word in our hearts. Lord, that we may bring forth from our hearts true praise and glory unto thy name. Now knowest, Lord, how we have come here tonight. We thank thee, Lord, that we are able to come. Our freedom of worship. Oh, Lord, do not take it away from us. Lord, a privilege many in other parts of the world do not enjoy. And Lord, do not let us treat it lightly and just presume. But oh Lord, give us truly thankful hearts that we can come this night and read freely thy holy word. We come, Lord, also in remembrance of the Trinitarian Bible Society that publishes thy sacred word in our own tongue and in many others also. O Lord, we pray for them that thou wilt be mindful of them to supply their needs. They have a great need, Lord, of thine appearing, of thy help, as they face, Lord, many responsibilities, involved with many projects. And Lord, they need the provision of all that is needed for such tasks. We pray, Lord, thou wilt provide for them financially, And Lord, those whom thou shalt use and call to that work. Lord, without thee, oh, they will labour in vain. Lord, wilt thou not appear and cause thy word to be published freely throughout the whole world, to go forth, have free course, and be glorified. We thank thee, Lord, there are those whom thou hast ordained to speak in thy name the unsearchable riches of Christ. Lord, they are nothing of themselves, and they labour, Lord, in thy fear, praying earnestly for thy Spirit to attend the word. Lord, may it be so wherever thou hast sent forth those that labour in thy name. Oh, may there be the confirming of thy word with signs following. Help us, Lord, to pray for it. Whenever, Lord, we gather together in thy house, oh, help us to come seeking, praying, is there any word from the Lord? For, Lord, that is what we need to strengthen us, to guide us, to uphold us in the pathway of our earthly lives. Lord, we have many enemies, enemies of our souls. Many have enemies, Lord, of their bodies and their minds. Lord, we do pray, oh, thou wilt be a wall of fire round about us, and the glory in our midst. O Lord, be with our gathering together here tonight. Do not let us go empty away. Lord, we do pray, can it be thy will, Lord, for thy people here, thou wilt appoint, raise up one, Lord, to minister to them consistently. And thy word through that one, Lord, not to return to thee void, but to accomplish that which thou doth please and prosper it in the thing to which thou doth send it. Lord, hear prayers to this end. And oh, do send out others, Lord, to labour in the ministry of the gospel. Lord, thou knowest those who, where they exercise has begun. And thou knowest all the fears and all the objections within those hearts and minds to it. But Lord, make willing in the day of thy power. Lord, do speak thy word in power, that compelling voice of thine, and send forth many to labour in the ministry of the gospel, amongst our own churches, amongst every denomination. For Lord, what a need there is this day for the faithful preaching of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, may it reach the ears and the hearts of our Parliament. Oh Lord, do deliver us from the error of their intents and of their ways. Lord, shield us from the powers of the ungodly. Lord, we pray that they may see the error of so many things that are now permitted under the legislation of our land. Those abominable things. And Lord, they're inflicted and taught and impressed upon the minds of the children. Oh Lord, do overturn these things. And we pray, Lord, that in the overturning of these things, thou wilt lead our government, our parliament, our prime minister, in the right way, the way of truth, and thy blessing rest upon this nation. For blessed is the nation whose God is thee, the Lord. So, Lord, in thy wrath upon us yet, remember thy mercy. And bring us, Lord, into those ways which acknowledge thee first and foremost in the laws of our land, and bless many, Lord, with their soul salvation. Lord, there are many today dead in trespasses and in sins, in ignorance that there is eternity, not knowing when they will depart. Lord, even in this village of Slavesea and the area round about, Lord, are there not those whom thou shalt yet save? Save from going into that bottomless pit and that lake of fire, the pit of corruption, where there is only torment forever and ever. O Lord, that solemnity of the broad way and the wide gate, which leads on to destruction, never hearing thy voice, never knowing a conviction of their sin, Lord, left to nature's darkness. We plead earnestly, Lord, that thou wilt call by thy grace such into thy most marvellous light, through that straight gate which is Jesus Christ and him crucified, faith in that shed blood, to be led forth by the right way, the narrow way that leads unto life eternal. Lord, cause them, even can it be thy will, to attend here and hear the truth to the profit of their souls. Lord, may we hear thy truth continually, consistently, for the profit of our souls. Lord, bless the ministry in this place, those who are engaged to preach, Lord, those special truths of Christ and him crucified for needy sinners. Lord, may there be many a heart that is broken, made submissive, poured out before thee, confessing that sin, and, oh Lord, to be led to that cross of Christ by faith, and to hear that voice of love and mercy that sounds aloud from Calvary. Lord, so may it be here and elsewhere through our land and through the whole wide world. Remember the children and the young people. Lord, what wicked, evil days they are growing up into. Lord, in education, in occupation, in their new duties, responsibilities. Lord, in all walks of this life, oh, the corruptness of sin. Lord, we pray thou wilt surround them, preserve them in thy love. Lord, do draw them to thine own self. May they find thee a refuge for sinners which the gospel makes known, and provide their every need, according to thy riches in glory, by Christ Jesus. And Lord, what we pray for the young, we pray for ourselves. We need to be kept. Kept, Lord, from falling. Kept from bringing disgrace and dishonour upon thy name. Kept in the good and the right way, looking unto Jesus by faith. O Lord, do maintain us in the way that is everlasting. Lord, do supply our needs. Feed our souls with the bread of heaven. Give us more tokens of thy heavenly love. Lord, help us to walk in love as Christ hath loved us. And may our end be everlasting peace. Remember those who have sicknesses, pains, troubles, anxieties, bereavements. Lord, thou knowest each heart. Thou knowest the prayers, Lord, that are poured out before thee. We pray thou wilt answer them speedily. And may, Lord, those answers, oh, be to the blessing also of the soul, that one can glorify thee and testify of thy great goodness. So, Lord, hear us in all these things. Pardon anything we ask amiss, and what we fail to ask, make up through thy gracious giving, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 592. Mighty to save is Christ the Lamb. Let all the saints adore his name and make his goodness known. With one accord proclaim abroad the wonders of their Saviour God, whose blood did once atone. 592.
Thank you.
coming, dear friends, to the Word of God. This meeting tonight, this service, being for the Trinitarian Bible Society. Just a few things concerning the work and the position of this wondrous society that prints the Word of God faithfully and distributes it throughout the world. Translations and the printing of the Bible in other languages makes up much of the continuing work of the Trinitarian Bible Society. And that's shown just by these few examples. First, the Nepali Bible. The first edition of the Society's Nepali Bible was published way back in 2011. It is now on its fifth reprint. As with the first editions of the Holy Scriptures in so many foreign languages, a number of points of improvement have been identified. And these have been supplied by a revision committee based in Kathmandu, here in this land of the Society itself, and with other individuals. One of the original translators of that Bible has since passed away, and the surviving translator has begun to review the feedback and to make improvements and amendments to that text. And it's not an easy task. It's very difficult, apparently, to reconcile the Nepali language used in the country of Nepal with the much wider language used in India. In addition, the labours of the translator are in challenging conditions. In a rural location in India that is subject to disruption from strikes, demonstrations, widespread closure of local roads and networks. And there is very much need for prayer that work there on that Bible will continue. There's considerable demand for it. And the digital text of the whole Bible is being prepared in Nepal. And we hope that this will be put to very wide use. And in addition, a Braille edition is being painstakingly made by another group in Nepal. Another foreign Bible is the Chinese Bible. For several years, the Society has had a small team of native Mandarin Chinese translators undertaking a new translation of the Chinese Bible from the original Hebrew, Masoretic and the Greek received texts. Utilising the much-loved theological terminology of the Chinese Union version. The Gospel of John was published in 2017, and the first draft translation of the Chinese New Testament is now, today, almost completed. Over the coming year, this draft text will be reviewed, it will be revised with the hope that it can be finalised in the course of next year. Thereafter, God willing, the New Testament will be typeset and made ready for printing. Sadly, it is felt by some Chinese Christians that the new ruling regime there, who has the rule of China, is making life a lot harder for them. There's additional pressure on the churches, especially. At this time, there is no problem in getting one or two Bibles into China for personal use, but it is very difficult to get larger quantities in. Scriptures may need to be printed inside China to avoid the difficulties of getting scriptures through their customs. There's a charity in Holland and Germany called Voice of Hope. And they are now using TBS Bibles in their missionary work. 10,000 Russian Bibles have just arrived in Kazakhstan. And at the moment, they are trying to release them through customs so they can be distributed to the Christians there. And 4,000 copies of English Bibles have arrived at the mission field in Sicily. And in Berlin, Farsi and Arabic TBS Gospels and Bibles have been distributed to Muslims and refugees. There are many other translations, of course, going on of the Order of 40. But more locally, some of the Society's scripture publications are distributed in our own land to prisons. For some prisoners, the confinement of their cells leads them to reflect upon their lives and the consequences of their actions. And some are made willing to receive and read the Word of God. There's one example of when a deputation speaker met a man that distributes TBS Words of Life calendars to prisoners, and he holds Bible studies with them. A prisoner who began to show great interest in the truth and was subsequently converted. He had had no previous Christian teaching at all or acquaintance with the Bible. But he now shows a particular love for the English authorized version. When people say to him, "How can you understand that version?" his response is, "How can I not understand it? Having discovered Christ in the scriptures, he is anxious to continue to learn from this faithful rendering of the Word of God." Things like that make the work is not in vain, doesn't it? A brand new series of children's puzzle books have recently been issued. These, consisting of four books, have been particularly designed with young people in mind, and they're based on the journeys of the patriarchs, the Exodus, Christ's journeys on earth, and Paul's missionary journeys. The TBS, if you don't already realise this, are making known a difficulty they have currently with their finances. Currently, they have no tenant for the large warehouse next door to their headquarters, which is called the John Wycliffe House. Wycliffe House. It's been advertised now for nearly a year since the previous tenants moved out. And the matter is becoming an increasing concern because the society is around £210,000 per annum worse off without a tenant. This means the society's general fund budget for 2019 is significantly impacted. They say, "We seek your prayers that a suitable tenant may be provided. But if it is not his will to do so, that the general committee and senior management will be given much wisdom to know what to do." And in addition to that, the society is facing another significant financial challenge through the loss of legacies. Historically, this is averaged around £400,000 per year. But through 2018 to date, it has almost been completely absent. So with the loss of those two incomes, that's a significant lack of funding for what which they hope to do next year. It has left us with severe challenges in reaching a sustainable budget for 2019. We seek your urgent prayers that the Lord will appear for us financially once again, and also that he will grant much wisdom to the Society's trustees and senior management. So may we bear the TBS very much in prayer for the work that they continue to do. And may that work be blessed to the souls of many sinners throughout the world. Coming to the Word of God, may the Lord help us and open up his precious word of truth to us. As I would draw your attention to a word by text in the chapter we read, in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 20, and a middle clause of verse 20. Second of Chronicles, chapter 20. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. This middle clause in the 20th verse of the 20th chapter of the second book of Chronicles. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. These words, dear friends, are the words of a sinner. Although Jehoshaphat was overall a good king, and the fear of the Lord is evident in him, there came that time when the desire of his heart, the fleshly desire of his heart and of his mind, overcome the wisdom of the fear of the Lord, and he sinned. His son had married the daughter, or a daughter, of Ahab and Jezebel, the king and queen of Israel. And Jehoshaphat desired to go and visit that king and queen, and there's nothing wrong in that, is there? But in going to visit them, we really sought to make affinity with them. That means to be in the agreement of a close friendship. Affinity is normally an old word associated with friendship through a marriage bond. And there's nothing wrong in seeking a friendship to a certain extent, but not to be completely one with those who fear not God. And whilst in that situation, dear friends, he was tempted to deny and move aside from the word of God. Ahab speaking to him, asking him to go with him to fight against the Syrians so they could reclaim Jabesh-Gilead, which was once belonging to Israel. And Jehoshaphat said he would. I am as thou art. My people are as thy people. They were in the flesh. They were all the sons of Jacob. But, dear friends, they weren't in the spirit. And Jehoshaphat was left for a time, just in an earthly frame, with his earthly mind and his earthly intellect. Oh, it was good, naturally speaking, to be one with, here, the in-laws, as we might say, of his son, and be joined together in their venture. Now, Jehoshaphat had the fear of the Lord in him. That wasn't his complete sin. He said to Ahab, had they not ought to ask at the Lord's mouth? And Ahab brought in, as you know, all his prophets. And Jehoshaphat realized they were false prophets. And he says, is there not a prophet of the Lord? Dear friends, that's the good aspect of Jehoshaphat. Some good thing was in him. He desired to know if it was the Lord's will to go to fight at Jabesh-Gilead. And so they fetched Micaiah. And Micaiah, who had first cynically just said what the false prophet said about go and prosper, he then spoke the word of the Lord that it would be complete failure, it would be complete disaster. Ahab would not return. In other words, the word of the Lord to Jehoshaphat was, do not go, do not go. And Jehoshaphat turned aside from the word of the Lord. Oh, dear friends, how solemn is rebellion to the word of the Lord, to the Lord's counsel. Through it, he nearly lost his life. We have here the word of God, divine counsel. The Lord is in heaven, before whom we can pour out our hearts, seeking his will. And you know, dear friends, we're no different to Jehoshaphat, are we? We can seek the Lord's will. We may be told and caused to realise what the Lord's will is through his revealed will, or maybe through his sovereign will, indicating to us that way which is right and the way which is wrong. And oh, the strength of the natural desires of our hearts and of our minds would have us still hold to the way that is wrong. How strong this is, isn't it, as we grow, you young people? Or how strong is the desire to be in friendship with others around you, you meet in education, in occupation, at college. It isn't easy to stand alone, is it, or be isolated or disagree with that which they want you to do. Our hearts by nature lean that way. And at times we can pray to the Lord to be guided. But their way has the influence over us. A fear, as it were, to be perhaps mocked. A fear that we shall be brought into some earthly difficulties, be despised by them. And our hearts don't want that at all. But the word of the Lord, but the gospel, the scriptures say, thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my pathway. Oh, how we need, have to pray, don't we, for strength. Strength to do the Lord's will when we know what the Lord's will is. We are weak of ourselves. Jehoshaphat was weak. And he went to the battle with Ahab. Now do notice this. Although Jehoshaphat desired to have affinity with Ahab, I don't think it was reciprocated. Ahab had no respect for Jehoshaphat. Ahab tried to deceive and beguile Jehoshaphat. You go with your king's garments on. I'll go disguised as just an ordinary person. Ahab, knowing in effect that the Syrians would desire to kill the king of Israel. Oh, dear friends, we cannot put trust and faith aright in those who do not fear God. They'll do that which is right for themselves. They'll do that which is for their own earthly good. And they will not concern yourself. They concern themselves about you. The scripture says, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord your God. Oh, may the Lord guide you, younger people, and us older ones, into right friendships, where there's a unity of the Spirit through the Word of God. Jehoshaphat, in his innocence, he went to battle, dressed in those robes. And the Syrians said, this is the king of Israel. Let us slay him. And they encompassed him. They surrounded him. And Jehoshaphat had no help from anyone else. He certainly didn't have any help from Ahab. We read that Jehoshaphat cried out. What he cried, we are not told. But we are told the Lord helped him. The Lord helped him. Oh, how merciful, how gracious is God to his own people. Oh, dear friends, how vital, isn't it, to know and have the evidence within us that we are one of the Lord. Influenced by his Spirit and by his Word. And when we do fall into sin, because we all sin, we all fall, don't we, at times, in times of temptation. We transgress his Word. We are all guilty sinners, continually, day by day, and we shall be to the end of our lives. The Lord's mercy, the Lord's love, is greater than our sin. Oh, that's a sweet word, isn't it, in chapter 18, and the Lord helped him. Wasn't it so with David? David was blessed of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord came upon David. When David came into trouble, threatened by Saul, he fled. We don't read, he asked the Lord which way he should go. He fled, he deceived the priest of Nob, went to the king of Gath, and there he came into great trouble, fearing for his life. Oh, dear friends, our own ways and our own thoughts can carry us into great dangers. And David testified later, this poor man cried, and the Lord helped him and saved him out of all his trouble. Oh, what a lesson. What a lesson this must have been for Jehoshaphat when the Lord saved him from death, destruction, despair. He must have learned that Ahab, trying to disguise himself, was killed by that arrow shot at a venture. Oh, everything was in the Lord's hand, wasn't it? Dear friends, Jehoshaphat's life and his continuance was in the Lord's hand. And the Lord is a gracious, merciful, kind God unto all his people. Dear friends, I believe this brought Jehoshaphat in time to speak the words of this text. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. A faithful God, a wondrous God, a God of all power, a God who rules all things from the heights of glory even to life's minutest circumstance. Jehoshaphat was chastened, wasn't he, when he returned back to Judah? We read how he was met by a seer. Jehu, the son of Anani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." Wrath is upon thee from before the Lord. The Lord does not look upon sin lightly. What a question this is, isn't it, for each of us in our earthly lives today? Should we help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Dear friends, we are to help those in time of need. But this help here of Jehoshaphat's was being one in the spirit and one in the purpose of Ahab, who was a great ungodly man. There's a difference between helping those who are in immediate distress to helping them in their sinful ways. Oh, should the Lord, should thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Dear friends, may this be a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway. Oh, the danger it brought Jehoshaphat into, even the brink of death. But also the wrath of the Lord was upon him. You know, dear friends, when the Lord looks upon us, is the hatefulness, isn't there, of our sin. It's in Psalm 90, a psalm of Moses. All our days are spent in the Lord's wrath on account of sin. But the Lord does not bring all his wrath upon his people. He's given them to his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given them to him that he may bear all the wrath of God upon himself, that he may deliver them from their just desert, that he may pay the price demanded by God's righteous law for them, that he may pay the ransom price, the shedding of his holy, pure blood, that they might have remission of sin. Dear friends, this is the preciousness of Jesus, isn't it? Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who was slain from the foundation of the world. All the Lord's people, chosen in him before the foundation of the world. And Jehoshaphat was one of them, a sinner. But a sinner who came to be taught through the grace of God unto him, through the mercy of God unto him, that the Lord had not dealt with him after his sins deserve. No, the Lord also said through the seer, "Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek God." There's the blessed sovereign gift of the Spirit of God, which the Lord gives to all his people to keep them from that continuous way of sin. Oh, no doubt Jehoshaphat sought for that forgiveness of God, which is promised through the Lord Jesus Christ. We then read of good things that Jehoshaphat sought to do for the worship of God. Believe in the Lord your God, his mercy, his grace, his love, his compassion, his faithfulness. So shall ye be established. Established in the truth. not so much established in a profitable way upon this earth. No, established in the truth, the way everlasting, that good and that right way, which is Christ alone, who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jehoshaphat had to prove this more as he carried on in life. And you know, dear friends, the Lord will lead us in those ways where we have to come and prove a growth in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord, his mercy, his faithfulness, his goodness, in spite of all our sin. He gives us the exercise of faith. The exercise of faith. The practical exercise of faith. Oh yes, there's faith to believe, isn't there? Faith to believe in God, which is here. Believe in the Lord God, so shall ye be established. And there's the exercise of that faith in our walk in life. The Lord permitted this great army come up against Jehoshaphat. And a great army far greater than anything he had himself. He testified he got no power against that great company. And of himself, he did not know what to do. But dear friends, he did do that which was right. In the fear of the Lord, he prayed. And not only did he pray, he called all the people of Judah together unto Jerusalem to pray before that temple which Solomon had built and which the Lord had declared in the days of Solomon in answer to Solomon's prayer. That if any man prayed toward that place, no matter where they were in the world. Oh, Jonah was in the whale's belly, wasn't he? When he looked towards the holy temple. He did not know physically which way to look, but it was from his heart. And although these Jehoshaphat and the people were near the temple, they could see it physically. Dear friends, their prayer was from their heart. Up unto the Lord God. To hear in heaven his dwelling place. And when he heard, to forgive. And to deliver his people from this time of trouble. Oh, that wonderful testimony of Jehoshaphat. What a prayer meeting, dear friends, this must have been. Jehoshaphat, the leaders, all the people, the wives, the children, the little ones. United in prayer before God in the face of the enemy. Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence. For thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Now, dear friends, this God is our God. Our God changes not. This God heard that humble cry in faith of Jehoshaphat, in spite of Jehoshaphat being a sinner. And dear friends, he hears the cries today of his poor and needy ones in their afflictions, when even we are sinners. Thou wilt hear and help. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Oh, they knew not what to do, but their eyes were up unto the Lord. There was all their trust. There they poured out their heart before him. And dear friends, they didn't take it back to themselves, did they? There they lay with their faces to the ground, worshipping the Lord their God. And the Spirit of the Lord gave that answer through that Levite. And the Lord told them what would come to pass. Ye will not have to fight in this battle. Oh, the battle was the Lord's. Dear friends, the exercise of faith, trusting in the Lord our God. How often we can bring our afflictions, our matters, our trials, our concerns in prayer upon our knees. And when we get up off from our knees, what do? Take it back to ourselves. Think about what we're going to do. Think about what ought to happen. Think of the time scale and what we think have got to take place. And it becomes a burden to us again. Dear friends, that's not the exercise of faith. That's the exercise of unbelief. For unbelief is a great enemy of our souls, isn't it? Of our soul's good. It came to me very solemnly the other day, reading of the children of Israel, when they came up out of Egypt. Dear friends, they knew something, didn't they? A great something of the power of God to deliver them from Egypt, to bring them into the wilderness. And when the Lord had brought them to Kadesh Barnea, sinners that they were, even at Horeb where they made the molten calf, all their rebelliousness and their complaining. But the Lord was merciful to them. He brought them through to that time. And he said, "A Kadesh Barnea, that promised land is before them. Go up and take it." That was the command. That was the word of God. They went and spied out the land. And there were some good things they brought back, of the evidence of that land. But there was also the evil reports of the fenced, walled cities, the great giants, of the sons of Anak and so on and so forth. They said, "We cannot go up. They would be destroyed." Disobedience. Unbelief brings disobedience. And oh, that solemn judgment. We read of in Hebrews, don't we? They entered not because of unbelief. The Lord's judgment upon them was that they perished in the wilderness. And only those that did believe, Joshua and Caleb, who came out of Egypt, entered the promised land. All the importance of believing and acting in faith in accordance with the word of God. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Dear friends, I don't know what you have got before you in life. Collectively here as a church, there may be a great mountain before you. I don't know. There may be some deep waters before you. I don't know. But the Lord is faithful that hath promised. Dear friends, he will not leave you comfortless. The mountains flow down at his presence. Oh, that thou shalt ground the heavens and come down. That's what we need, isn't it? There's a promise there. That's how he will perform. Remove that great difficulty or trouble, what might be before you. As the, "Oh, art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain." And dear friends, we have a great heavenly Zerubbabel, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All power is given to him in heaven and in earth. He him the power to forgive us our sins, deliver us from the pit of corruption. And God, he who spared not his own son and gave him up for us all, how much more shall he freely with him give us all things? And those deep waters, well, what does the Lord say there to his people? Fear not, I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When, not if, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Oh, Jehoshaphat had a great mountain before him, didn't he? This battle, this fight. You could also say, oh, he was in great trouble, depths. But the Lord was with him. He who has promised never to leave or forsake his people. Oh, what was the promise to Joshua when he was called? He was appointed to pass a certain way, a great responsibility to cause the children of Israel to pass over a Jordan. And the Lord, not you, Joshua, yourself, and the Lord. He it is that doth go before you. He it is that is with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And dear friend, so it is today with the Lord's people. Those whom he will have go in his ways. Walk by faith in accordance with his truth. He will not leave nor forsake. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before you. He will be with you. Dear friends, perhaps personally you've got something. It might be in your family. Something you do not know how to handle, how to manage. It may be something of your own bodily health and strength. Something that gives you great concern as what the outcome may be. Perhaps it's a mystery to the medical profession, and you fear the outcome the worst. It may be in your business. Dear friend, you fear the loss of all that is needed for your daily needs to be supplied. It may be with you young people in your career. Perhaps some great exams you've got to come. You don't know how you can pass them. You fear to be so poor in your understanding. What a mercy. There's one to pour out our heart before and tell him all the truth, believing that he is able to help you. He did Jehoshaphat in spite of all his sin. Do you think that's the hindrance? Your sin. Dear friends, I thank the Lord if you do. Oh, the sin is a burden, isn't it? The Lord will not be mindful of me because I've sinned against him. You cry out unto the Lord. Remember Jehoshaphat. And the Lord helped him. And may he give you the same experience to know the Lord's faithfulness and bring you to trust in him at all times. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established in the way you are to go, trusting in him at all times, pouring out your heart before him, proving God to be the refuge for you because of his mercy to your soul through the gift of his Son. David said, didn't he? Trust in him, yes, at all times. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. It might not be what you completely expect. It might not be what you desired. It might not be in your time scale. But dear friends, it'll be to the glory of God from your heart if he appears for your help. Oh, look what he did here with Jehoshaphat. And I must finish. He told them, Jehoshaphat, they must go forward to the battle. They weren't just to sit on their haunches and just wait and watch. No, they were to go and face the enemy. And they went praising God because of the hope, the promise that he had given them. Oh, this word from the Lord. They trusted in it. Perhaps you've had a word from the Lord. This is the way, walk ye in it. Then, dear friends, you go in it, praising the Lord. And when that great difficulty or trouble, that great mountain or whatever it is, or flowing waters, you do not know how you're going to cross it. When Jehoshaphat came to it, it had all gone. That great enemy had destroyed itself. And all they had to do was take the spoil. And it became known as the place of blessing. The place of blessing. And oh, how they bless the Lord. The fruit of faith, believing in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Oh, dear friends, do trust in the Lord. Commit all your way unto him. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him. He careth for you. He will not fail. And dear friends, at the end of our lives, oh, shan't we know the fullness of the blessing. My Jesus hath done all things well. Kept me by the power of God, through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in that last time. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established in the way of truth, that your end shall be everlasting peace. Amen.
Tonight are for the Trinitarian Bible Society. And God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Pickett next Friday evening. And can I just ask the members to stay back for a few minutes? Can we close with hymn 658? Mighty King, thy power display. Give us grace to watch and pray, strengthened by thy Spirit's might, may we in thy ways delight. 658.
known word of truth to each one of our souls. Lord, cause us to believe in Thee and in Christ, the Lamb of God. Lord, help us to walk by faith in obedience to Thy word and to Thy command. And may we prove, Lord, Thy goodness, Thy mercy, Thy faithfulness, all our days, leading us to that land of promise, that kingdom of heaven. O Lord, our desire is that we may dwell with Thee for evermore. Lord, bring us into the knowledge of our great iniquity. Bring us into the knowledge of Thy greater grace. And may our walk in this life testify of it. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, oh, to be with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.